Tana Rabbanan. Hilchas Pshara Tzerekinyan. And we discuss the Teisves. Hilchas Pshara Tzerekinyan, Vod Lisagi Betray, Mishin Havik Mekinyan Bitois, Lipkir Pshara Shapi. Lipkir Bikor Shapi. So we explained that Lipkir Bikor Shapi does not mean Lipkir because the Dayonim, the two, are not Kiyim Bikshore. Because, I mean, then what Shaykhaz does it have, Pantoyes or not Toyes? They agreed, I mean, to abide by the decision of the two. Whether they are Pkim or not Pkim, but Lipkir Pshor Shapi, it means that the Balidin, even though they agreed, but everyone thinks that the Dayonim will be on his side. So, Mimele, there is a lack of Gmiras Das. It's not mamish toys. There is a lack of gemiras das. That's what mitkiv kor shaka. So the question arises: so even if there are three, so it still should be kiv toys. So we said that pshore, even though it requires the consent of the baledin and it requires kinyan, but it's not on the basis of a settlement, a mere settlement. It's not an ordinary shayves because there is a gzarasakosu of mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko. So that's the aloche by the momenes that is nitin limchile and leaknoye. So there are two kinds of mishpot. There is the mishpot of the din gomor. That doesn't require that din. That psak din does not require the consent of the baledin. And then there is a pesher akorev ledin. So, but that also has a chaleishem mishpot. So this mishpot of mishpot she'ibizdoko is based upon the consent of the baledin. So it requires kiyan also. So it's not on the basis if there is a pshore. So then it is a settlement. It's an agreement. It's ordinary ischayves. In order to be effective, it is ordinary ischayves. So we don't need any bezin. We don't need three. We don't need two. We don't need one either. So one can stipulate his chayves on the condition that the child, whatever the child will say, so that he'll act accordingly. So that's not the pshat of pshore. So there is exasakosu for mishpot yesh bizdoko. So in other words, it has a chaliz din, a chalishem din, a chalishem mishpot. But it's not. It only has a chalishem mishpot if the baledin agree for mikabel upon themselves. But once the baledin were mikabel upon themselves, so then it is effective b'teiras din Torah, b'teiras mishpot, not b'teiras ordinary schayves. Why? So it's mashma from Teisves that b'teiras ordinary schayves, it wouldn't be effective. Why would it be effective? It wouldn't be effective because there is a lack of gemiras das. In the same way as Asmachti is Loikanye. Why? Because there is a lack of Miras Das. So here too, when they are Mikabel Kinyan, the Tevea and the Nitva, so each one agrees. Why does each one agree? Because each one labors under the notion that the Dayonim will be for him. It doesn't occur to his mind that the Dayonim might not be for him. So Mimele, it cannot be effective on the basis of ordinary Ischaides. But it is effective because of a special sakosuf of mishpot sheyesh bitzdoko. So that's the aloha of pesher akorev ledin by momenes, where it's nitl imchile and it's nitl aknoi. So there is so pesher akorev ledin, if it is with the consent of the baledin, so it also has a chaleishem din Torah, psak din, chaleishem mishpot. So that's why, so since it has to be effective b'teiras mishpot, not b'teiras a settlement, not b'teiras or the regular ischayves. So one mandoma holds, the mayor holds that it requires shleisho. It requires shleisho. Now, so actually, why does it require kabbalas kinyan? So the answer is because we see that kabbalas kinyan is mi'alim de haknoi. As the Rambam says in Milchas Mechira, in Pirik Vav Milchas Mechira, that Kabbalas Kinyan is mi'alim de haknoi. So, two, it is effective not b'tiras his settlement, b'tiras regular Israelis, but b'tiras mishpat, because mishpat sheyesh b'tzdoko. But since it has to be mirtzein shneyem, mirtzein baledin, and there has to be the heskem and the ischayves and the mechila of the baledin, so the kabbalah's kinyan is mi'ale. It corroborates, it confirms the kabbalah of the baledin. But it's effective b'teres a mishpat, not b'teres regular ischayves. Now, there is a shittes harisheni, taku esoshre, the haloches deiles and the yozogua. So their shita is that when the Gemara says vilches epshoret tzricha kinyan, so kinyan, so that is only when it's not b'shleisho. So true, we pask that pshoret doesn't require shleisho. So two can handle a pshore, and even one can handle a pshore. So then, if it's not handled by shleisho, so then it requires a kinyan. However, if there is a bezin of three, and it's b'tzein shneiem, so without kinyan, it is effective. That's the shita of Halachas Deilus and the Yozogua, that goes sosh. So what's the pshat? So of course, these rishonim certainly hold that pshore is not just is not effective merely on the basis of irregular his chayves and mechile, it's a settlement. No, it's a chalis shem din tor of mishpat sheyesh bizdoko. But when is there a chalis din mishpat of mishpat sheyesh bizdoko of pesher akor ledin? Only if they were mikabe. It has to be between shneim, but kapolskian is not necessary. Mashe inkei, where it's less than three. So then, when it's only two or one, so then it requires kapolskian. It requires kapolskian. So without kapolskian, it's not effective, and with kapolskian, it is effective. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that even when it's b'three, even when it's ten will be three, so it still requires a kinyan. But there is a shita of Shem Bahat, the shita of the Bahak, and the Yozorua, that goes sosh. Now, the Ramah asks that kash. The Ramah also has that kash. He says, Monepshech, if the Gemara says that Pshor is a kinyan, so how can there be a machlikes between Reb Meir and Chachomim as to whether it requires shleisho, it requires echod only? If there is a kinyan, so it doesn't require even echod. So even a posel, they can be mikavel the decision of anybody. They can be mikavel the decision of a child of one, two. That's their agreement. That there is chaymes if there is kabbalah's kinyan. So the Ramah asks that kash. So the Ramah gives a teretz. Ramah gives a teretz that inochanan dievet. So since kinyan is required, without kinyan pshor is not effective at all. And if there is kinyan, so without shlisho and even without echot, they can rely on the they can accept the decision of anybody of important too. It doesn't require even a single guy. But the machlekes is in the lechatchil. In the lechatchil, in the derais, not in the rabbonot here. So it's lechatchil in the derais. So Reb Meir says, lechatchil, true, the eved is effective, even without one, on the basis of irregular ischayves, but lechatchil will require three, and the chachomim say, no, we don't require three, even lechatchil. Now, what's the pshat of the that's dafei omud beis or yudalet? I mean, I don't know. No yudalet. No, there is no yudalet. Sorry, it's dafei omud beis. Dafei omud beis. So the second column, the fourth line. ועשת דהי פסיקי הלכסי. די פשורו צריך הקיין איקה ליוני. הנה תנועי, די פליגי בפשורו, במאי פליגי? אידי קונה מיני, אפילו קריבים נאמה, אפילו קטנים, ואפילו בינו ועצמו נאמה, כמירי די קונה מיני, אלו מעצר הדרבו, לי בסדר לשק, וידו די קונה מיני, so in other words, if they agree to a certain settlement and it's going to be on them, so it's chayves and mechile, so we don't need even more. We will say, L'shakra v'ilu ikonami na'yaf v'basor na'me l'ma'an l'amide, da'ma tzarek kimkinye. V'ikil l'meima, the Rav Meir v'rabonon, the pligi v'pshor alav v'divet pligi. Ki pligi l'chatchile, the Rav Meir sova makshin v'pshor al-edin, v'cheyiche din rasho yim lodim v'pochas m'shleisho, כך הם רשויים לעשיס פשורו בפוחס משלישו, כדי שיעיינו בדובר היטיב, לפי מה שאינם רעיס, כדי שיתריכו הלכון בלדין עם יסע מדי, ורבונן סבא לא ימקשין עם פשורו לדין, ואם מישהו בשביל יתריכו הלכון בלדין עם יסע מדי, וחד ציגיר. So he says, דולב דינהו, וחד יוכל לכבוני כל היישור. So even though he uses the expression לב דינהו, he doesn't mean he doesn't have a חלישן משפוט. It is a Halishan Mishpot, because if he doesn't have a Halishan Mishpot and it's effective on the basis of his Chayves, why does he have to say, V'chad yochel lechavuk chubne kehai shure? Even if he is not able to be mechaven lai shure. So what? That's the rotzen of the Baladin. They agreed. I mean, they can agree to anything. They can agree that if it will rain for half an hour, the next day, so then he'll be mechuyev to pay to the other party a certain amount. I mean, who can tell him the nature of the ischayres and the conditions under which he wants to be obligated? So why does he have to say the motzel chavune shapir and the meyer holds he could not be mechaving less than three? But when chachomim say they could be mechaving, one could be mechaving. It's a regular ischayres. So we see that according to Ramatu, when the Baladin are mikabel and they are mikabel kinyan, so then it has a halisha mishpat. It's not just it's effective; they are bound because they were mikabel kinyan the same way. So they could be bound if they were mikabel kinyan to comply with the decision of a child of two. No, it's not. It has a halisha mishpat. It has. It's a psag din. But the difference, it's mashma, that there is a fundamental machlekes between Teisves and Rama. According to Teisves, so they are not bound on the basis of regular ischayves. Why aren't they bound on the basis of regular ischayves? Because lipkiya b'pshor shapir. In Teisves means lipkiya b'pshor shapir, not that the baledi, not the dayonim are not pkiya. But it means that the Baladin and Atkiya, they don't know what the results of the Pshar will be. Everyone imagines, everyone thinks that all the Dayonim will be on his side. So immediately there is a lack of Miras Das. So it's not effective on the basis. Even the Eved, it couldn't be effective on the basis of regular Ischayves and Mechilah. It's not a settlement. So, why couldn't it be effective on the basis of a settlement? Because there is a lack of miradas. So it is effective only on the basis of a chaliz shem mishpat sheyesh bizdoko miyotzein shneir. So, but in order to be mealim, to confirm the rotzen of the baledim, so the mishpat sheyesh bizdoko, so there has to be kabbalistic. But it's effective, they are bound only on the basis of Mishpat. The Rama is chelik, the Rama holds no. They could not be bound on the basis of Mishpat. So in order that it should have a Chalish and Mishpat, so they must be bound first on the basis of regular Israelis. But, so since they are bound, on the basis of regular ischayves, even without Bezden, even without Shleisho, even without anybody, without even one Dayan, so they could be bound on the basis of Kabbalah Kinyan, as a settlement, as a regular ischayves. So there is a din of lechatchile, there is a mitzvah, lechatchile, to litigate it as a pshore, then with Kabbalah Shnei. So then it'll have a Chalisha Mishpat. But it can only have a Chalisha Mishpat if the decision of the Dayonim would be effective even without having Chalisha Mishpat. So if the decision of the Dayonim will be effective without having Chalisha Mishpat, so then there is Ilchat Chile that it should be needed by Bezdin. What kind of Ibezdin is required here? So that's the machlokes, whether Ibezdin of Shleisho or even Ibezdin of Echot. So in the case where the Mikabel and where the Mikabel Kinyan, so then it has a Halishan Bezdin by Pshore Ibn Echot. But it can only be effect, it can only have a Halishan Mishpot if the decision is binding upon them without having Chalisha Mishpat. So then there is Ilchat Chile, that there should be Shleisho according to Rav Meir, or according to Rabbanon L'chol Hapoches, one diet, but one with a kosher diet, not a cotton or an isher, I mean someone who is possible. So that's Ilchat Chile. So then, it has, where it is binding, as Biteras is Chaimes, even without the Halishan Mishpot, so then, if it is handled by three or by one, so it has a Halishan Mishpot also. But in order to have a Halishan Mishpot, it must be binding first, it must take effect as a binding agreement on the basis of a regular settlement. So then, if it is done by a bezin, whether a bezin of Shleisho or a bezin of one, depending what kind of a bezin is required, so then it has a Chalisha Mishpat. This is the sheet of the Ramah. Whereas according to Teisves, it doesn't even have a Chalisha. It doesn't even have a Chalisha. So it's not even binding on the basis of a regular settlement. Because as far from the point of view of a regular settlement, regular Yisraelis, regular Mechire, so there is a lack of Miras Das. That's the machlekes between Teisves and the Ramah. All right, now the next Teisves. Tzri Hakim. V'hil chaseh pshoro Tzri Hakim. Im diforish, the kiyan shal pshoro, eisim kedem apshoro, v'keinim zem izel aseis, k'mei sheyemru hadayonim. We didn't go over the Teisves of Bitziah B'Gimel, but first we'll go over this thesis and then the thesis of Bitzir B'Gimel. Thesis of Bitzir B'Gimel also, this Shaila, whether Pshore is just a regular settlement, it doesn't even have a Chalisha Mishpat. So the decision by the Yaronim is like a decision by a baby of one. So it just happens to be a Tnai in the undertaking, in the commitment of the Baladi. That's all. Or if it is Betzein Shneyen and there is Kabbalah Skiyen, so then it is a Chalisha Mishpat. So the Teisves of Yitzir B'Gimel also has to do with that. And on the surface it would appear from that Teisves that it's only a regular settlement. But we cannot say that. But first we'll go over this. Now, Tzir HaKiyen. Im Nifosh, the Kiyen shall Pshoh, Eisim Kedem HaPshoh, V'Kedem Zem Izel Asis, K'me Sheyem Rad Ayoni, Heili Shalei, Heili Mche. Because when they are Mikabel Kinyan, so then now there are two validity. There is a Tevei and a Litvai, plaintiff and a defendant. So insofar as the plaintiff is concerned, so the Kabbalah Kinyan is what kind of a Kabbalah Kinyan? It's Kabbalah Kinyan al Mechile. Because the plaintiff, he has a certain claim. Let's say the claim is $1,000. Then he's Mikabel Kinyan. So what is Mikabel Kinyan? Even the discretion of Bezin, he should not be entitled to collect the whole claim, even though Al-Pedin, according to the strictly, so he's entitled to collect the $1,000. So he agrees to comply with the decision of the Dayonim that he shouldn't, whatever it'll be, in their discretion. So even in their discretion, it'll appear as a Pesha HaKorledi to appear fair and just that the Tevea should collect only 500, half of his claim, even though Al-Pedin, he would be entitled to the whole claim, so then he agrees to it. So what is it? So it's a Mechile. It's a mechila on part of the plane, insofar as the Kabbalist kinyan for the tevea is concerned. Insofar as the Kabbalist kinyan, of the nitva is concerned, so when Besdin is mekabel kinyan from the nitva in the pshore, so what does he agree? Now the nitva doesn't want to pay. He doesn't want to pay a thing. So when he's mekabel kinyan, so in effect he agrees that even if Alpidin, he's not mechuyev to pay one penny, but even the discretion of the Besdin, it will seem fair and just that he should pay. 500, so he agrees to pay 500. So as far as the nitva is concerned, what does Kabbalist kinyan mean? Kabbalist kinyan means an ischayus. So for the tevea, from the point of view of the tevea, the Kabbalist kinyan is the Kabbalist kinyan and mechile. From the point of view of the nitva, the Kabbalist kinyan in pshore is the Kabbalist kinyan and ischayus. So im the forage the kinyan shall pshore is in kedan pshore. וכנין זה מזה לאסיס כמשיהם עד היונים, הילי שלם הילי מחי. אין לי דאגדיק מכאן. Now, and both בלדין have to be מקבל קיניין, the תביעה too. So doesn't that indicate that מחילה, but for the תביעה, it's the קבל קיניין is only for מחילה. So doesn't that indicate that מחילה requires קיניין? So ein bidargik mikam di baal mechile tzchere kinyen, di mashe tzorech nos, no rai. We can say that generally mechile does not require kinyen, so why does the teveya have to be mikabu kinyen? Di mashe tzorech hoche kinyen ala mechile, mishum di lab, have kinyen, have kmoi mechile bitoyes, shelo yodea sheyem ulich kokach. So again, Tesis emphasizes that point. Because there is a lack of miras das. There is a lack of mirah das. So like this, without Kabbalah skinyan, there is a lack of mirah das. So ordinarily, I mean, even without Kabbalah skinyan, there is enough mirah das. But here, since they don't know exactly what the discretion of the Dayanim will be, so without Kabbalah skinyan, it's like mechilah b'toyes. There is a lack of mirah das. But with Kabbalah skinyan, there could be mirah das. They could be with that. Al chetoy shaloy yodea. So either could be kmiras das, either because the Kabbalistian shows that there is kmiras das, or that the Kabbalistian itself confirms the kmiras das. It's not that bimtzias. It's an indication. I mean that internally. I mean he was gemar das. No, al pedim, it is gemar das. It confirms. מה שצריך גם ביש לא אבא קינה אבא כמחיל ביטויס שלא יודע שיהיה מולי מחיל כל כך ואף על גב דהשת די כקין אבא כמו כקין ביטויס so מה נפשך so then again there should be a diminution in the מרז דעס מי הוא עלים ומיל זה תווי בקין ולא יקין so what does it mean it's even implicit in the expression because קין supplies מרז דעס because קין confirms מרז דעס the kinyan. Now we see a similar halacha. Now smachta is loikanye. Why is a smachta loikanye? Even though it's birtzein of the baldovo, but there is no real miras das. So the Gemara says that if konam yodei, so then a smachta is kanye. Why? Because why is a smachta loikanye? Because there is a lack of miras das. So kabbalas kinyan supplies the miras das. But over there is aloche, the Rambam Paskins, not any Kabbalistian, but Kabbalistian daf ki bibez nechoshu. All right, so over there, it's Kabbalistian daf ki bibez nechoshu. So it's not all over the same, but we see that Kabbalistian confirms the das, is mi'al in the das. So, va'afiru mikumiu alim emil setrei mikiyem bloiki, va'afiru im niforish. The question is, this is a sophic, when does the Kabbalistian take place? Where the Kabbalistian takes place before the Besdin considered what should be done, what the Pshore should be. Or the Kabbalistian takes place after the Besdin together considered what would is the proper pesher akorbedi. So there's an alternative in the mind of Teisves, that the kapulas kiyan should take place after the Bezdin already considered the case. And they already know what the pesher akorbedi would be, has to be. So then the kapulas kiyan takes place. So Bishlemi, if we say that the kapulas kiyan takes place before the Bezdin considers what the essence of the pesher akorbedi, so we understand this is why. As to why kinyan is required even for the teveya, even though from the point of view of the teveya it's only a matter of mechila, and mechila generally does not require kinyan. But if we say that the kabbalas kinyan has to take place after the best nobody consider the pesher, so they already know. So why should they be? So why should the teveya be mikavukir? Vafilm for shakin lachab shorah katen ray mikav. Dimotzel mim lakin alisi shiish lachal lifreya. Avul hay dimochil in tzorech kinyen. So he says in Ochaname, if we say that the kabbalas kinyen takes place after Besdin determine the nature of the pshorah, so then they have to be mikavukir only from the nitva. Because for him it's an inyan of his chayves, but for the teveya they don't have to be mikavukiyim, because if the teveya is maskim after the bezdin consider the nature of the pshore, so that means they are meir. Umiu ba'aloch adeles pirish bilches dini, di tzorich kiyin al mechile, aval pishayis na kiyin achar pshore. So Aluchas Dile Shita is that the Kinyan takes place after the Pshore. And still it requires that there should be a couple of skiing from the Teveya also. And we call Mokei, and we will meet Mikan al Shom Mechile, Shitzchir Kinyan. The Mechile Shal the Pshore, Aval Pishi Yedei Ama Meichel, Deimil Mechile Bitoyes, Lifi Shemeichel Al Piyatzosam Shal Dayonim, Shishiyo Yisam Limchel, Lifi Chochtzorim Laal Adom Al Dikinyan. Because it's still not hot and deep. Because true, the halachas de l'shita is that first the Besdin considers the essence of the pshor, and then they are mikabel kinyan, and still the halachas de l'shita requires they should be mikabel kinyan of the teveya as well. And even though the teveya says after Besdin told him, the nature of the pshor, so the teveya says I am asking. So they still have to be mikavukiyan for me, and if they're not mikavukiyan for me, so the teveya can be chayzeir after he was masking upon hearing the nature of the pshor. Now the question is why, even if there is no kabbalaskiyan, but he was masking, he expressed his approval after he heard the nature of the pshor, so he was fully aware of the facts. So there is certainly gmiras das. The answer is no, it's still not Beretzin Ha'atev. Without Kabbalas Kinyan, it's still not Beretzin Ha'atev. Because true, he was masking. Why was he masking? Because he was emotionally inhibited in not being masking. After all, before Besdin considered the essence of the Pshore, so they said they want the Pshore. They rely on the justice and the discretion of the Dayon. They rely on the discretion of the Dayon. So at that time, each one expressed his consent to comply with the pshore. Why? Because at that time, each one of the baledinim, the plaintiff and the defendant, was sure that the dayonim will render a decision in his favor. Each one, it didn't occur to his mind that the dayonim might render a decision in the other party's favor. So because they labored under the notion at the very outset, before the Besdin considered the essence of the pshor, what would be the pesher akorbedi? So at that time, while laboring under the notion that the dayonim will be in their favor, each one thought the dayonim will be in his favor, so they expressed his consent. So then they felt inhibited in changing their minds, in reversing themselves. So even after the dayonim told them the nature of the pshor, they still said, in order to appear like like gentlemen, like nice men, men of integrity. So they said, we are maskim, and the Tevea said he is maskim. But actually, it's not his approval after hearing the nature of the Pshore does not reflect his inner will. It's only because at the outset he was living under the notion that Dayonim will be in his favor. So Mimele gave his approval at the outset. So Mimele gave his approval after hearing the essence of the Pshore. But it's still not Ritzinate. So that's why it's necessary. That's why it's necessary to have a king. But in the same question, so what if there is a Kabbalah's Kinyan? It's the same reason. I mean, the only reason as to why he was the Kabbalah's Kinyan later on is because he expressed his approval before. And why did he express his approval before? Because he thought that Dayonim will certainly be in his favor. So again, there is a lack of Gemara's Das. So the answer is no. Kabbalah's Kinyan is Mi'ale. Confirms the Gemara's Das. It supplies the Gemara's Das. See? So deimeli mechila b'toyes, lifishimeichel al piatzosim zayonim sheishio isom limchel, lifichoch tzorech la'alim ador alikim. Oh, so the question is, so in other words, we have no right from this Gemara as to whether mechila requires kinyan or mechila does not require kinyan. V'nira lo v'raye di mechila in itzriho kinyan. Miho de oma v'firi kam kabeil, gabi sochi, rimchu itzolchan v'nim itzol shulchoni, eine v'erol. Now there is a lab of Lisolim Pulasoch and also an essay of Behemitit in Schok. So if somebody, delays in paying the salary of the worker, or delays over the night or over the day, depending whether he's a worker who worked in the day or a worker who worked at night, so he's Mivatil, he's Mivatil this lab. So, but this is a lab only. It's only a lav that applies to Schasoch. It doesn't apply to anybody else, only to the obligation of Schasoch. So the question is, suppose the Balabites, somebody worked, let's say, for a certain day. He worked at the Balabais, for the Balabais, and then the Balabais said to him, I'll take you to my grocery owner. So from whom I always buy my groceries, and I do business with him. Or I'll take you to my bank, to my shulchan. And so he took him to the shulchan, and he agreed. The payout agreed. In other words, what did he do? There was an agreement between the balabais and the payout that the payal should collect the wages from the grocery owner, from the banker, not from the balabais. So let's imcho. In other words, the balabais referred the sochir to the chemveni or to the banker of the shulchan. So it's not a way of resolving pula sochir. Resolving pula sochir. Upligos, rafshei shesoma in the chayzer. In a chesed, Rabbi Omar chesed. So in other words, so they all agree that the law of Lisolim Pulasochir does not apply anymore. It does not apply anymore because since he agreed to collect the wages of Abayis Hosen from the Chemveni. So maybe the love of Lisolim Pulasochir is certainly not there. The question is, suppose he goes to the Chemveni, and the Chemveni doesn't pay him, can he come back to the Balabais and collect the debt? So the love of Lisolim Pulasochir is not there. But does he have a claim against the Balabais? Or by agreeing to that settlement, in other words, that he should get paid by the company or the banker, he gave up his claim against the Balabais. So there is a machlekes. Sochir imcho itzel chemveni shilchoni inevo upligos rafshish somar inechizor. He loses his right against the Balabais. Rabo Machizin. So the Mashma, the Luiki and I, in other words, where they agreed to this settlement without the Kabbalah scheme. The Bikinian, because if it is reference to the case where they want me Kabbalah Kinian, my time in the Mando Machizin. So Tesis assumes that, in other words, if there is a Kabbalah Kinian, and since Kabbalah Kinian is Miali, so it supplies Miros Das. So Mele, it certainly amounts to an effective Mechil. So the agreement, if there is Kabbalah Kinyan, and he agreed to this settlement of being referred to the Chemed, of collecting his the debt that is due to him from the company. So if there is Kabbalah Kinyan, so everybody should agree that it's a real mechila. There is a real mechila. So when could there be machlekes? Only when there is no Kabbalah Kinyan. The Bikinyan, my time under machiz, avod loy kinyan pli. The mars of our kishim ho, when the Balabais referred the sochiyot to the chemvani, loy damri potre the Balabais, and the socher agreed to the settlement, so he did not release the Balabais ligamre, loy ligamre potre the Balabais liyazor lo, umar sova ligamre potre, alma mechile loy tzirakim. Veid rai, the poor of the very common dikdushin, gabe vedivri kine atzri bishtar. So the Gemara is the kashi, why do we have to say? Kine atzri bishtar, loma bishtore, leima liba apetrei ziyo. Leima liba apetrei ziyo. So what does it mean according to Teisves? What does it mean when the Gemara is the kashi? Leima liba apetrei ziyo. That it means, why does it require shtar? In other words, what did it say? Hariat latzmecho. What loshen is used in the shtar? What loshen is used in the shtar? Hariat latzmecho. So he can say it about petue. So in other words, there will be mechile, because the Gemara assumes, so the Gemara gives a teretz. So isimeres, omarobes, isimeres, evedivri gufikon. But the Makshin assumed that the Vivri is not Gufikon, that the Norden does not have in the Vivri Kinyonim, Ki Imperis, Ligabi Maisiodov, in the Vivri. That's the terrace of the Gemara, that the Norden has certain Kinyonim in the Evet, Ligabi Maisiodov, Ligabi the work, the services. So there's a terrace of the Gemara. But in Havamin, the Makshin assumed no. That in the Vedivri, so in the Vedivri, the Odin has no Kion. No Kion. Not even a Kion Peres Ligabi Maisiot. He doesn't have any Kion. But what is there? There is just an obligation, a Chiv, that exists between the Vedivri and the Odin. In other words, when the Vedivri sold himself, whether he sold himself or Bezdin sold him because he stole, so Bezdin sold him, let's say, for $600. So at that time, so that means, let's say, sold him for 6 years for $600. So that means that he got $100 for the services of each year. So Mele, he owes him a chiv of services. It's a chayv, it's shipuy. Not that the Odin has certain kinyonim and peris in the Evedivri. There is just a shibut from the Eved, a chayv, from the Eved towards the Odin to pay back. After all, he received money when he was sold to the Odin. He received money, or Besdin received money, which was paid to the Nigne. So mainly money was received. So, By the Eved Ivri, or before the Eved Ivri. So Mele the Eved Ivri owes a debt to pay back for the money that was received by him, to pay it back how? In terms of services. So there's just a chayv. So why does he have to write in the shtar? Hariat la'atzmicho, let him say it v'al peh, so there'll be mechile. So be Mechilas. But the Teretz, no. Mechila is ineffective because the Odnes Kinyoni in the Evidivri, the Gabi services, the Gabi Maisiyodov. So Mechila is ineffective. But the implication being that if an Evidivri, if an Odn wouldn't have Kinyonim in the Evidivri, but just Chibudim, just a Chayt, so then no Kinyon is necessary. So we see from that that Mechila doesn't require Kinyon. So we see that if there is only a chay, so mechila is effective even without ki. Oy draye, mehod itnam b'seif anei say, shiim shoa so chafei shonim, v'litobo ksuvo so, mistome mochalo, uveloi kiyen aire, ki gimuchach miuvde lecham se derabchi. All right, it's another raye, that mechila doesn't require ki. Umitoa nechitin, v'hegeli b'seirim, di poter af miseirim, that's what the Gemara says. In Bobakame da Flamel, hey, the maid have a boo. Umitoan hit will be sailed in the potter of Messer and the maid have a boo. In Raye, the awesome alcohol club Mishum, the Amrinum Litovalu, Stomach Lino have a potter. By time in Litova be sailing, made a little highly sailing. Me the poor halo be safe ammoniac. Mi hod itna no yan zokin shnaim ani ze kemer god lo izik sa god lo ma ze kemer lo ikel kot ni izik sa god lo god lo izik sa kot u ma se da fil ki de komol ma ze klesli vo sam ye fshli ze tam kwal mish mkhile shari im li tsveyach so he says so we made these mentions two rays one ray is for sochir and the other ray is for mevediv the gemorin dush and the third ray is from Shua Sukhafeshon. Then he says, so he mentions three rayas that Mechila doesn't require kin. Then he says, however, from the Gemore in Bobakame of Tonu Chitim Vedel Biserim, so Potter Rahman Aserim, so it's no ray. Why? Because over there the reason is why. Now Rashi in Bobakame and Tesis in Bobakame too says that the reason is why the Gemore says, so is Potter Afna Seirim, is because since Reuven was Tiveya Chitim, and he wasn't Tiveya Seirim, true Shimon was made a Seirim, but the fact that Reuven was not Tiveya it indicates that he is Meichel Seirim. So true, there is a Doez Baldin on the part of Shimon that he owes Seirim. But since Reuven didn't even mention it, he mentioned Chitim, so apparently he's interested in collecting whatever is due to him. How is it he didn't mention Seirim? Obviously, he is Meichel the Seirim to Shimon. So there is Mechila. This is how Rashi explains it in Lokami. And Tesis also explains it on the basis of Mechila. Now, if we are going to explain the halacha of Tonu Chitim Leitel B'Seirim on the basis of Mechila, so then it would be a riot that Mechila doesn't require Kinyan, because over there, when Reuven is the Veya Achitin from Shimon, there is no Kabbalah Kinyan, and still, Shimon doesn't have to pay the Seirim that he's made it. Why? Because Reuven, by claiming Achitin and not claiming Seirim, he thereby was Meichel the Seirim. But there was no Kabbalah Kinyan, so you see that Mechila does not require Kabbalah Kinyan. So that would be a good raya if the aloha of Tonu Chitim B'Seirim had been based upon the time of Mechila. So Tesis says, no, it's not based upon the time of Mechila. It's not based upon the time of Mechila. It's not based upon the Mechila. So on what is it based? It's based upon the Idoye by the Tevea. Because the Tevea, if he's the Veya Chitin, so there is a doy that Seirim, Shimon doesn't own. Reuven is the Veya, Shimon and Nitva. When Reuven is the Veya Chitin, so it tips a factor implies a doye that Zeirim Shimon doesn't own. Doesn't own. So there is a doas baldin. That's the reason as to why. So nechitin libisirim is potter al visirim. How does Tesis know? So in other words, Tesis seems to contradict himself. Because Tesis in Burakami agrees with Rashi that the reason as to why Torah nechitin libisirim is potter al visirim is because the Teveya, by claiming chitim and not mentioning seirim, thereby was meichel seirim. So then it would be a good raya that doesn't require Kabbalah Skinyan. So Tesis says, no, that's not the reason as why Tanachit no Viserim is potam Viserim. How does he know Tesis? Because of the Gemara in Borakam. So if the Nizek says, in other words, if there were two sharing, the Mazik had two sharing, and the Nizek had two sharing. So the question is, who was mazikum? Whether the cotton was mazik the godel? Now, let's say if it's a sheer tam, so maybe it can only be given migufe, or is the godel is mazik the cotton? So if the nizik says godel is a godel, so maybe the hezek is more that can be collected is more. When the mazik says loikeli cotton is a godel, the godel is a cotton. So the Gemara says, so one could argue with great cogency, with great logic, that L'chol HaPoches, he should be entitled to collect the amount of damages that there is for cotton hizik zakotl and cotton hizik zakotl. Because that Mimonev Shech happened. So the Gemara says, no. Why? Because the Nizek, he says, he demands payment for God Lizik Sagod. For God Lizik Sagod, some may lead Stanley Bechit. And the Mazik, when he answers, so he says, God Lizik Sagod. So it's a Hedel Biseir. So Tonechit Nedel Biseir, Miss Potter Av Maseir. Potter Av Maseir. So he doesn't have to pay anything. So Bishleimi, if we say the aloche of Tanachit and Biserim is potter, is based upon the Idoye, because the Veya, by not claiming Seirim, so he thereby is made that Seirim the Nitva doesn't owe him. So here too, by not claiming the damages of Kotn Hizik Zagotu, but by claiming by claiming of Godel Hizik Zagodl and not Kotn Hizik Zagodl, so then he thereby admits that he doesn't that the Mazik doesn't owe him the damages of Kotn Hizik Zagodl. So that's why he's potter even the damages for Kotn Hizik Zagodl. But if we are going to say that the reason is why is because he was meichel, how can we say here he was meichel? He was demanding more. Bishlei mechitin saving two separate things, but here he's demanding money. So the question is, if it's damages of Godel Hizik Kesagodl, so then it's $100 damages. If it is Kotn Hizik Kesagodl, so then the damages is $60. So how can we say that it was Meichel $60 when he demanded $100? So it's a raya that it's not based upon him. So in other words, we actually is Tam Klal Moshe Mechile, Sharim Tzaveyach. So in other words, so Tesis here says that the Aloha of Ton Mechit Nel Viseirim is Potal Viseirim is not based upon Mechile. But that seems to contradict Tesis' own Shite in Volkame. I mean, Rashi says in Bavakama like that it's based upon Mechile, and Tesis in Bavakama holds.